Let's listen to a preview of some of the international musicians who may be hot in the next couple of years. They showed up last weekend at Global Fest in New York City, an event that's regarded as a snapshot of rising acts in international music, like Betsaida. Just keep that going for a moment, because NPR Music's Anastasia Tsioulkas was at the festival and is on the line from New York. Hi, Anastasia.
Hey, Steve. Glad to be here.
So who is this person we're listening to?
So this is a singer from Venezuela named Betsaida Machado and her band, which is called La Parranda El Clavo. There's a lot of African sound in her music, a lot of textures, a lot of rhythms. And, okay, Venezuela, so how does that fit together? Mm. She comes from a community of descendants of former slaves. And they have managed in their tiny, tiny town of El Clavo to hold on to their African traditions and their music. And now here they are touring the world.
So we're talking here not just about musical acts from different places, but maybe a single act that draws on music from different places. So what is this festival like? Where is it exactly, and who shows up?
So this is in New York City every January, and it is one night at a club called Webster Hall. So three floors, three different kind of mini venues all in the same building. So you've got a couple of thousand people running up and down the stairs all night to hear all of these acts and weigh in. There's a lot of civilians, but there's a significant chunk of the audience who are music industry people, club bookers and artist managers and labels, and they're chasing the next hot thing.
Do you mean literally running up and down the stairs? Like, are your knees sore now?
Oh, yeah. There's fully training granola bars, gel packs, you know, to go through the evening.
Where'd this festival come from?
So it was founded back in 2003 by a trio of very influential bookers in New York City. And they saw in the post-9/11 era real opportunity and real reason to create a gateway for the music community to book and tour international artists, because it became very hard in those years for those artists to get visas to perform in the United States and travel through the United States. And the bookers felt they could create something as a reaction to what they perceived as increasing xenophobia in the United States.
Hmm. So this has always been somewhat political in nature. Are there any acts that seem particularly timely? Speak to now.
Well, there's certainly always artists who want to talk about the politics of their region or of their background. But to me, one of the most resonant acts this year was a band from Cuba called Seteto Santiaguero.
Hear the trumpet going there. That's lovely.
Yeah, and you know, this is a big dance band. They're from this city on the southeastern tip of the island called Santiago de Cuba. There's nothing political about their music. This is music to party to. But right now, when we're just at the brink of a shift of administrations in the United States and potentially a huge shift in policy towards Cuba and Cubans, you have this openness that we've had in past several years. Who knows what's going to happen next?
And we should emphasize, we do not know what policy President-elect Trump might follow toward Cuba, but he has spoken about a conflict between globalism and nationalism. Where does a music event called Global Fest fit into that discussion?
Well, it's interesting because we can look at this in terms of strictly music. You know, a lot of the artists who appear there are very much artists of 2017. You're hearing hip-hop, you're hearing punk, you're hearing R&B, you're hearing all these things that make music go right now. Plus tradition, you know, acoustic instruments and very, very ancient ideas and modes and rhythms and all that kind of melded together. But also, I think we're going to see the same kind of concerns that the founders of this festival were thinking about back in the early 2000s, which is it going to be harder for artists coming from Africa or South Asia or the Middle East and elsewhere to get a toehold in the United States in the years to come? You know, is this going to be a place where people are going to be open to sounds from around the world, or are they really going to be very settled in music from here?
Were there American artists at Global Fest?
There always are. You know, it's really interesting to me, in the past several years, the bookers of Global Fest have tried to emphasize American regional music. So, for example, last night there was a Gullah group from South Carolina, but also musicians who grew up in the United States, were born in the United States, who draw on their own ethnic backgrounds and traditions. So one of those was an artist who was born and raised in Sudan named Asara. But go figure, she's in Brooklyn now.
Okay.
And she creates a kind of music that she likes to call Sudanese Nubian retropop.
Okay, so two different regions or cultures of Africa being drawn on from Brooklyn to make what we just heard.
She is a Sudanese artist, so she sings in Arabic, and of course there's this sort of pan-Arabic musical tradition and certainly language, but also a very sub-Saharan African influenced style that makes it very much of Black Africa.
Are we hearing in music a bit of the contradiction here? There are a lot of people in this country who are concerned about America's relation with the wider world, but we're in effect the global nation that has drawn people from everywhere already.
Yeah, and you know, how do you honor both of those instincts? Musically, how do you preserve and nurture regional American traditions that came through the soil? And also, how do artists who really are coming from everywhere and call America their home, how do you be of this place and of this time right now and also honor the place that your ancestors came from or that you've come from?
Anastasia Tsiolkos of NPR Music, thanks very much.
My pleasure, Steve. Thanks.